go from a fan of the show to star of the show. Send us your opinions now, and they could be discussed live on today's show. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, episode number 234, coming to you from sunny North Regina. We're getting a weather report that it's raining in South Regina.
Yeah.
It is May, of course. Welcome to Saskatchewan, where if you don't like the weather, wait 15 minutes. And we've got viewers checking in from Kansas City this morning. So good morning, John Schmeiser in the Show Me State. I'm the host, Rod Peterson. He is the co-host, Darren DuPont. How you doing, Dupes?
I'm doing really good.
As some would say, I'm the colonel. He's the lieutenant colonel. How's that?
It works. I'll take it.
It's a good day. It's a good day. I said to Darren, I'm feeling a little under the weather today. I woke up with a headache today. I'm not sure why. I had some good dreams last night. No reason to wake up with a headache, really. I dreamt that I was eating Blue Kraft dinner. Have you seen this in any of the social media? So people are reporting very vivid, wild dreams.
Really?
Through the pandemic. Yeah, for whatever. And hey, I have.
Well, yeah, and I have too.
You have?
Yeah, but I haven't seen it as a thing.
Oh, it's a thing. For whatever the reason is, yeah. You haven't really told me about any of yours.
No.
Go sit on the couch and let's examine your dreams.
Let me lay down.
Right. Listen, what's wilder than the dream that I was hosting a show on the NLL? Welcome to the NLL This Week, live from the Blarney Stone with co-host Matthew Barnaby. A month ago.
So random.
That happens. So the Blarney Stone hasn't been open in 20 years. Oh, well, it's day 63 of the pandemic, I believe, by the way. And it's a big hockey day on the program today. We've got Peter Anholt, the executive of the year in the Western Hockey League, a very good longtime friend of mine, will be joining us from Lethbridge, the boss of the Hurricanes, who not only did he win GM of the year, the Hurricanes won business of the year in the Western Hockey League. I'm so proud of them. I want to talk to Pete about how they did that. Brad Lauer, Pats alum, longtime NHLer, the reigning Western Hockey League Coach of the Year. He was named that last week from the Edmonton Oil Kings. Lau, the Humboldt product, will be joining us. I want to know, when's the last time he got back to the Bolt? If he's one of those guys that, you know, was raised there and then never really went back, or if he goes back regularly.
Yeah.
Because Kelly Bates is one of those guys. And Mike Rooney, the new coach and GM of the Millville Millionaires. And a shout out to the Money Men for tweeting his appearance from their account, the Millville Millionaires. Thank you. We really enjoy when you do that. And comedian Kelly Taylor will be joining us too. He was so popular last time, we've brought him back. Kelly TikTok Taylor. What are you laughing at, Clark? He broke out laughing on the other side of the wall. J.R. Rowley writes me from Cranbrook on the show and says, didn't hear you on the cat this morning, Rod. That I should have.
Probably wasn't listening at the right time.
I don't think you were listening at the right time, J.R. You might have got your time zones mixed up. 9:50 a.m. every morning on Cat Country 98. I'm on there. If for whatever reason the report didn't run, I'll be hearing from Hurricane Huber, the owner of the station, I'm sure. Anyways, are you ready to go to the quick six show topics here? And this little thing we call the rollout for Flooring Superstore. One, just this morning it came on my radar. TSN reporting that the CFL is investigating two bubble cities to start their play in 2020. Did you see that report at all?
Yeah. Was Kelowna one of them?
I didn't hear the cities.
I've heard, and I don't know how much legs there is to it, but I've heard Kelowna. I've heard some of the Western Hockey League communities in BC could be used, and that could include Cranbrook even. But that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
I know.
No, not that.
Oh.
Bill Lothian writes in and says, the power is out at the transmitter in Assiniboia, hence why my report didn't run on Cat Country this morning. And now Nelson's chiming in. He says, the CFL scenario is all over the place, man. What do you mean it's all over the place? I just saw it this morning. I'm sorry that I'm so an hour behind. It's like, stand down in this 24-hour. You're so out of touch. That aired 20 minutes ago on Twitter. What's wrong with you? Get your head out of your ass. Nelson? Pour yourself another cup of coffee. Go for a walk around the block. We're getting hung up on point one. We got five more to go.
I know.
And Dan Ukrainitz is checking in this morning from, I believe, Saskatoon. He says, morning, boys. Six-game losing streak for the Wyverns has to be getting old, Roddy.
Oh,
you're telling me. My Wyverns in Korean baseball lost again last night. The big donger, Dongmin Han, my favorite player from the Wyverns, did not go deep last night, did not hit a home run, and now there's a tie for the home run lead in Korean baseball. But I'm getting to that. Everybody's, can you just sit tight and let me do the talking? It's kind of the idea of what we do here. To point two, I'm going to rattle through these and then come back, okay? Point two, player pay cuts in all leagues. Major League Baseball players have almost unilaterally said, no, we're not accepting your proposal of a 50-50 pay split when we get back playing. We're not taking pay cuts. Guys, you're going to need to wake up and smell the coffee. Everybody's taking pay cuts, man. You want to talk about hockey-related revenue, baseball-related revenue? It's all dropping through the floor. You're not going to make as much money, okay? Breaking news. Your paychecks aren't going to look like... Take a couple zeros off and get used to it. Point three, UFC fight night last night in Jacksonville. There was a controversy. It was on free television last night. Did you watch any of it?
I've seen a little piece of it, yeah.
In the main event, Glover Teixeira and Anthony Smith. It went into the fifth round. Glover won on a technical knockout, and there's controversy. Chael Sonnen, UFC analyst, one of the most popular UFC fighters ever, saying, how did his corner men not stop the fight, i.e. throw in the towel? How did the ref not stop the fight? He didn't tap out because he's too proud. Chael, I got to tell you this, and to Anthony Smith this morning, who just got his brain rattled around, teeth knocked out. Tap out, buddy. That's what the rule's there for. Don't blame the cornerman. Don't blame the referee. The rule is there for you to tap out because you're too proud to give in. Life's about choices. Stop pointing fingers. That's my thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Point four. I want to address some viewer questions because so many have come in, and we'll come back on this, but people are saying, why are teams signing players? Why are the Riders signing players right now? Why are NFL teams? Because they are continuing to conduct business as usual. Great article, an interview with Tim Reed, the president and CEO of Evraz Place, that I read in the Leader Post, where he says, we have to conduct business that everything's moving forward until we're told otherwise. Every leader has to do that. So there's one answer. Another, some guy said, I would really like a statement from the CFL on whether they're going to play this year or not. They can't, dude. They don't know. Bettman can't give you that. Rob Manfred can't give you that. Randy Ambrosi can't give you that. But you're seeing a lot of impatience on social media, right? I want to know. I want answers. There are no answers. We're 2 months into this. McFly!
Big time. The salary thing's interesting because guys get signed all the time. Doesn't mean they're going to get paid.
No.
Right? Guys get signed all the time to deals, and they get cut before camp starts. They don't play. They don't get paid. So it's not like you're signing up to pay these guys when you don't have any money. They're only going to get paid if there's a season.
Right. And then some guy wrote in, he emailed in to us through our website, rodpeterson.com, about a GoFundMe campaign for the CFL. We'll come back on that. This comment from Nelson is starting to annoy me. It's all over the place, man. What are you saying? I'm trying to follow what's going on in the UFC, all these other leagues. There's more out there than the CFL, Nelson. Not to mention counseling people that I'm trying to convince not to kill themselves amid the pandemic through 63 days. So I'm sorry I didn't see the report on the CFL's bubble cities. Like, man. Point five, Major League Soccer is considering Orlando's Disney World as they open up for bubble cities. I don't know if you've ever been to Disney World in Orlando. All 26 teams potentially will be housed down there. It's not like Disneyland in Anaheim, where it's literally on a section of land. It's not that hard. It's split into two. What is that? Outdoor Adventure Park and Disneyland on the other, on like 640 acres. In Orlando, it's ginormous area to play. And ESPN, of course, is owned by Disney and ABC, and they're talking about playing there for soccer, so for the soccer fans there. And point six, Bombers, $3.5 million profit announced yesterday. Interesting timing on announcing that, given everything. And now it's opened up the lid on talk of revenue sharing for the richer teams, which I think is not going to be amenable. That's not coming to the CFL anytime soon. They're not the New York Yankees, the Bombers, or the Rough Riders, Darren. Almost $1 million of their revenue coming from hosting the NFL preseason game in August. And we learn from Three Down Nation that $600,000 per team in the CFL went to keep Montreal afloat yesterday. So it wasn't necessarily coming from the CFL head office coffers. It was coming from every other team, which, by the way, goes back to the dire straits the CFL finds itself in. So those are some of the six things that I want to get through today. Anything grab you out of that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot there. The CFL thing's still interesting. I mean, I'm trying to wrap my head around why the Bombers would announce the profit of over $3 million, and the timing of it, too. I don't know. Trying to find out the motive of that. Or is this just when all the books got put together and they had the information and someone said, put it out? I don't know. That's interesting because you're going through the pandemic, everybody's struggling, and they're kind of coming out saying, we're okay. But yet, as part of the league, you're asking for money from the Canadian government. And yet you just...
Oh, I know. Profit. And can you guys put the comment up from Nelson so I can read it? And I apologize, Nelson. He's a longtime friend of mine. I mistook what he was saying. Taylor Roca writing in from the WHL. He's the communications guy. He says, looking forward to the Dub guest today, gents. Thanks for the stellar coverage and continued support. You bet. The Dub's our league. Nelson says, it's not what I meant. It's too back and forth because of leaks. Can you put it back up? Yeah, it's all good, Clark. He's running the Millennium Falcon back there, so. He says, it's too back and forth because of leaks. The request for money has everyone screaming, the sky is falling. The Bubble City news has everyone lifted again and pounding their chest with, they're gonna play. Thank you for that. That's the thing where things get lost in black and white, in writing, right? It would be so nice to be able to maybe hear from people. But, okay, so let's go back. That was our first point. TSN reports the CFL is investigating two bubble cities. I would suggest that's maybe where the pay-per-view comment comes from. Even a selected game of the week would be available on pay-per-view. I don't know. I want to make this very clear. I have many times. I'll do it again. I'm not digging into this. I'm letting the Justin Dunks and the Dave Naylors and the Arash Madanis talk about the government funding, the different scenarios the CFL is unfolding. I'm not asking the questions because for years, when I did, I get my head bitten off. You're too nosy. None of your business. Stay out of it. So I'm going to stay out of it. And as I said to Nelson, I'm following all the other leagues. There's enough to do there. I had one team president from another league write me yesterday about what they're looking at doing. This is their scenario. So, hey, everybody's got my number. If you want to get your message out, you come to me. I'm not going to send out those messages and basically tick people off. Donald Mitchell writes from Ottawa. He says, maybe because the Bombers are mandated to release the annual report by law. Oh, yeah. I was just spitballing, Don, as to the timing of it. I'm sure the Bombers, if you go back and check online, they've probably announced every year at this time, the week before training camp opens, if you may, what their financial statements are. I'm just saying, purely speculative here, that less than a week after you go to Ottawa asking for $150 million as a league, you announce a $3.5 million profit. I know it's just timing. I totally get that. But again, it doesn't look real good. And we're going to be getting to a lot of hockey on the program today, so I'm going to stick to football here right now. The NHL stopped dropping the tidbits to Pierre LeBrun and Darren Dreger. And you know why? Dregs told us. It was getting people's hopes up too high, which I don't necessarily have a problem with. But you notice how the NHL's gone real quiet for 3 weeks. Yeah. CFL now, Nelson talks about the leaks and it's all over the place. That's what he meant. That's going to happen. I mean, I've got league people writing me going, how come the memos to the players is showing up on Three Down Nation? Boys, you're never going to stop that. You're never going to stop it. So when you're communicating back and forth, you should just go with the understanding that this is going to end up on a website somewhere.
It's funny you said that because that's something, I don't know where I've heard this, but it's kind of stuck with me as in, when you're making decisions and you're making business decisions or you're making, sending out memos, it's a good rule of thumb to not do anything unless you're comfortable with it showing up on the front page of the newspaper the next day.
Right.
Any business decision you make, letting go of an employee, hiring a certain person, giving them a raise, sending out a memo, buying new coffee cups, who cares? If you're not okay with it being in the paper, it's probably not the best thing for you to do for business. And I think it's the same with writing these memos.
Thank you.
They're going to get leaked.
Those are our quick six show topics and the rollout for Flooring Superstore. Do I need to say it again? I'm going to. What started out as all new flooring for the second floor of our house has turned into new windows, steam room, new bathroom, paint job. God knows what else. But it all started with Flooring Superstore, I'm proud to say.
Yeah.
And the Dickens over there. Donald Mitchell in Ottawa says, I totally get that, Rod. The CFL has never been good at managing the message. Why should things change now? That commentary on Cat Country 98 today was that, and it's actually posted on my blog right now if you want to read it, the transcript was, I'm just enjoying watching how these leagues are jumping over each other to get back onto the field or the court or the ice or the diamond. The UFC was perfectly positioned to get back at this time. The CFL, unfortunately, there's nothing wrong with being a gate-driven league at all. There's nothing wrong with it. But they are the ones that took it the worst right now. They were the ones most vulnerable to something like this. And who could have predicted something like this? You know, and Don talks about how the CFL does things communications-wise. I'm thinking of posting to my Facebook and my Twitter that this is our league, you know, and tugging at people's heartstrings that are my followers and Facebook friends. But then I'm like, that's not my job. That's the CFL's job. And I've been told many, many times, back off, Rod. We got this. So I'm waiting. I would think if I'm Randy Ambrosi and the league bosses, the suits, I'd be telling my social media department, hey, better start getting on some videos here, right? Some real ones that grasp at the heartstrings of the Canadians as to what this league's meant to them. I would hope that's happening. Do you think that's happening?
I haven't seen them. I haven't seen any of the videos, no. But that's it. I mean, you should be making people fall in love with the game. Not just, I mean, playing old games is great. It is. And what else are you going to do? And it's not TSN's job to come up with those things to make people fall in love with the CFL. And they're trying to entertain people. But you got to come up with something. Really, now more than ever, have people, you know, realize how much they're going to miss it, how much they love the game. And yeah, stuff like that. I like the video idea. I mean, I'd be all over that.
Right.
Get them going. Talk about what this means to people.
Now would be the time.
Now would be the time.
Well, so thank you, by the way. I see a report this morning from CTV Halifax, CTV Atlantic, saying that the stadium proposal in Halifax is dead in the water now. A casualty was the term of COVID-19. Schooner's waiting till now to start a campaign to whip up excitement out there. They should have been doing it the last couple of years. CFL should be whipping up excitement now to get the country falling in love and remembering what they love about the CFL. It's not happening. Anonymous text. Well, there's a few texts here. One from Alberta from the 403. Anonymous text just says, good morning, RP Nation. I like it.
That's good.
Can we put that on a t-shirt, Paul? RP Nation?
I like that.
Anonymous texter from the 399. Hi, Rod. Our seniors that worked hard and made our provinces great only get a one-time payment of $500. This shows us as their children we should put our money for their health, not greedy, overpaid personnel and quarterbacks. I get it. And that's their thing. I've been telling these guys in our meetings, guys, it's traumatic right now. For the last 2 months, it's going to get worse. Darren said, how's it going to get worse? I said, when they start fighting over money.
Yeah.
And here we are. And it's going to get worse, from here on in. Metal Shingle Guy writes, with no active cases in Regina and South Saskatchewan, it should be a no-brainer that Mosaic and Regina become a bubble city. I would think, Metal Shingle Guy, I hope you're right. Last point here on the rollout for Flooring Superstore. Korean baseball. We are 1 week into the regular season. My team sucks, slew water, and so does yours, Jordan, the Wiz. We are in last place at 1-6, and the Wyverns have lost 6 in a row. I'm going to just put that out there. Your Eagles won last night, 4-1 over the Tigers. I know that you're on top of that.
We needed it. We needed it.
The Wiz spoiled a tremendous showing by their starting pitcher. They lost 1-0 to the Dinos. The Wiz, they just can't get it all together on the same day. Yeah. You know? Gee whiz. Bears over the Giants, 7-4. Clark, your Bears won last night. Yep. Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, his Twins beat my Wyverns 3-2. I'm going to owe him lunch from now to the end of time at Nicky's Cafe. That's where he wants to go. Sang Lee was the winning pitcher in that one, by the way.
Okay.
The big donger, he was left in the stable. He did not go yard. However, the Bears' Jaewon Kim did for Clark's team. Jaewon Kim, he hit his fourth round tripper of the year, and he's now tied with the big donger for the lead in Korean baseball and home runs.
Isn't that how it goes? We put the donger up on the side of the stadium, right? We put up the big picture, and then all of a sudden the pressure's there, and he just can't deliver.
Wilts.
Yep.
Yeah. by the way, the Bears' Jaewon Kim has moved into the RBI lead with 14. So, listen, this is what we do here at this show. We're making Dong Min Han an international star. He's the next Michael Jordan. All because of what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
All right, comedian Kelly Taylor coming up. Peter Anholt, Brad Lauer, Mike Rooney. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Honey? Can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of The Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of comedian Kelly TikTok Taylor. Sports update this morning for The Tap and Red Bull Canada. The Western Hockey League announced Kamloops Blazers goalie Dylan Garon as the recipient of the Daryl Doc Seaman Memorial Trophy presented by CIBC. The 17-year-old product of Victoria is enrolled at Valley View Secondary School and has achieved a high academic standing, maintaining an overall academic average of 96.5%. Garon is set to graduate with honors in June of 2020. Glover Teixeira dominated Anthony Smith and finally stopped him with punches early in the fifth round Wednesday night, earning an upset victory to cap the UFC's second show since returning to action amid the pandemic. Heavyweight veteran Ben Rothwell grabbed an entertaining split decision victory over Ovince St. Preux, and Drew Dober stopped fellow lightweight contender Alexander Hernandez with a second-round barrage of punches during the second of three UFC cards over 8 days at a fan-free ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. And Major League Soccer is looking at the possibility of resuming the season this summer, with all teams playing in Orlando. Details of the plan are still under consideration, but the league's 26 teams and limited staff would likely be sheltered in a resort with games played without fans. At ESPN's Wide World of Sports complex at Disney World, teams could head to Florida as early as June 1st for training camps. And the Carolina Panthers have signed Derek Brown, the 7th overall pick in the NFL draft, to a 4-year contract. He was a consensus All-American last year as a standout at Auburn. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Their kitchen's open and awaiting your order. Call 761-2777 for their hours, or visit their Facebook page for their menu. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Interested to get into all these topics with Kelly Taylor, comedian, radio man, and PA. We're going to join him on video chat this morning, heading up to the Gateway to the North. How you doing, Kelly?
Very good, Rod. How are you?
Good. Have you shaved?
I shaved the middle here, but I've got my lamb chops, my COVID lamb chops going, and I'm not shaving until I get on stage.
One of our sponsors asked for a moment of silence to observe the two dead gerbils on each side of your face the last time you were on. So at least they're paying attention, Kelly.
Yeah, that's right. And I've got a hairdresser. My wife's a hairdresser too, but man, I'm starting to get used to them now.
Hey, it's your thing. Kelly, since we last talked, which has been, what, 6 weeks, I think, what's been going on in your life? How are things?
Oh, well, the podcast now, I figured out that audio is key to that. So I've got that kind of figured out. We've had, we started out with Graham Gillette, Scotty Hartnell, and then my co-host Joey Tedderinkles came in. We've had Colt Knowles from the PGA. Ben Hebert, that one's getting edited, and we just recorded with Natasha Stanishevsky. So I've been doing that, and then besides that, I'm waiting for the golf to open. That's a nice thing about being unemployed. You might as well golf.
Can you, by the way, when you just said Natasha Stanishevsky, a big whoop just went up from our control room over here from all the guys. I go, woohoo. Have you interviewed her yet?
Yes, she is the best. We went over to the Middle East together, me, her, Brian Burke, Brad May, Troy Crowder, Country Music, Tim Hicks, and Arlene Dickinson all went over to the Middle East, and she's great, very professional, beautiful lady, and more beautiful in person, if you can believe that. She's great.
Well, I met her when she, in the press box at SAS Tel Center way back in the day, so I've known Natasha a while. Did you interview her or ask her about creepy stalkers sliding into her DMs? Like, did that come up at all on the podcast?
No, otherwise it'd have been an hour of, because I think she's single, which is bananas. I can't believe it. But then she told me her schedule. Like she goes in at 8 and then she's out at 3 in the morning, so she can't have a social life. So if my marriage falls apart, I'm going to follow her there then.
I was going to say, sounds very much like your life as a radio. Perfect match. Anyways, Kelly. A lot of things to get to with you this morning, but it's a hockey show today. You saw Peter Anholt, Brad Lauer, Mike Rooney, and yourself. Last night was the 1-year anniversary of the PA Raiders Game 7 win of the WHL Championship. Look, you smile immediately when I say that.
Oh, yeah.
How was it observed? And take me through what it was like in PA a year ago at this time.
That was, I've seen a lot of hockey. I've been to a lot of NHL rinks. I think I've been to 15, 16 rinks. But that is rare to see a rink that can be that packed, and it's small and intimate. It's like the best comedy club in Canada was like a 90-seater in Montreal. It's because they're on top of each other, people shoulder to shoulder, so laughing's contagious. That rink was bananas. And the lineups when it started was like PA's old school, so you can't get it online. The tickets open at 9, people were starting to line up at 8, and then it went to 7, and then it went to 5 in the morning, and then it went to the night before, people camping and that. So it was hard to get a ticket. I went to a Calgary Flames game, and I remember I brought a big sign, and I wore my Raider jersey and said I couldn't get a Raiders ticket, so I drove 8 hours to a Flames game. It was nuts. And the thing is, I miss a lot of games just because I'm gigging, and I can't take a gig off to go to a game. So it happened to work out perfect that I could be there for that Game 7. I saw the World Juniors win gold, and I'm putting it right beside the Raiders winning that game in overtime. That was bananas. I had my three boys with me. Just the best thing ever. And in that rink, people are standing on milk crates like that. I think that's a fire hazard. I think they've kiboshed that thing. It was nuts.
The fire marshal turned the other way that night, which it honestly reminds me of 25 years ago-ish when I was the voice of the Raiders. And people are going to have to forgive Kelly and I getting into our junior hockey nerddom here, because frankly, it is my favorite topic. But it's funny because the Communiplex, the Arthauser, was so crammed that all of a sudden, the talk, because I was in PA in the summer, I went up to visit Dave Lederhaus, stayed at his place at Emma Lake. Everybody's like, we need a new rink. We need a new rink. I'm like, you haven't said it for 25 years. Now you need a new rink. Like, it kind of restored the roar for the Raiders, but it's like, you know, they need to keep coming.
Oh, you know what? And I'm going to go on. I'm on board with do not. I love that old barn. Some guy came and did, he went to all CHL ranks, and I think he ranked at number two. He ran Arthauser at number two. Like, he's like the beautiful wood craftsmanship, just something you take for granted. You're like, oh man, that is cool. But the thing is, you got a regular season. It's not always packed like that. So I don't want a bigger rink. What I want is like a twin arenas or a fourplex for all the minor. But I love the Arthauser. I don't want to change it, because then now you're cookie cutter like everyone else. So I want to keep that rink just as it is, just on top of the game. It's one of the last few rinks that is like that, and I want to keep it that way.
Cool. Well, our guy here, Paul, and IKS, they put the new clock in the Arthauser Center, too. So if you go to the games and you see the beautiful new clock, that came from our guys here.
That was the one thing, because our old Jumbotron, I swear to God, they got two 50-inch projector TVs, and you couldn't see a thing. It was horrendous. And now that new screen was the one thing I said we needed, the one thing, and I love it.
Kelly, so amid the pandemic here, two things. The last time we talked, you had done an Instagram live show, and it went very well. Thousands of viewers for it. You were talking about investigating it further. So I'm going to ask you, where are you at on that? And two, are you working on new material? Are you spending the time working on new stuff?
Oh, I don't know. I do most of my stuff on stage. I'll jot things down, and then I let the crowd. I think I might be the laziest comedian in that sense, that I don't write things out. I jot it down, and then I like to take it on stage and let the crowd take me down that way. But since that one Facebook Live, I've done a few Zoom gigs. I did one for Claude Giroux and a bunch of guys. I did one for this NHL Fantasy Camp group of guys. And I've actually, just before I got on here with you, I was talking to the RCMP. Know what you think. Up in La Loche for doing something with them, because I know they can't get back home. So usually they would do their thing, and then they would, you know, they come back and recharge back in PA, Saskatoon, Regina, wherever. But they're all quarantined up there, and he said it's they need something to break it up there. So I'm on board there. So I think I'm going to do a three part show for the RCMP up in La Loche.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think you and I think a lot similarly. I don't mean to scare you or anything, but a couple weeks ago, I got a new follower on Instagram. It was Ranchman's Calgary, Country Bar in McLeod Trail South. I immediately got hot. I'm like, what did I do? They found me. you know that feeling?
Yeah. Hey, the RCMP want to talk to you. Oh, come on. There was a camera at that farmhouse? What the hell?
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Anything else?
They do, you know what? They do say that if the cops drive by you and you don't get nervous, then you're doing something wrong, right? And so this is kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And when did Darren DuPont lose all his clothes? Man, are you going for a jog after this show? What's going on?
It's a beautiful day in Regina.
It is, man. You must be got a tight schedule that you can't change. And the short shorts, maybe it's your quadzillas. You've been working your quadzillas off. You're showing them off. I like it, buddy.
We often say we didn't know how to dress when we started this show. And it's actually, I got to put it on producer Clark. He said, wear what you would wear on a normal day. So I'm always wearing some sort of football or hockey shirt or whatever, and this is, now you know what he wears. Producer Clark, by the way, has a question for you, and I don't know the inference on this, so you're going to have to help me. Ask Kelly about his midget AAA brawl. What's that?
Oh, I just found the VHS tape, because the thing in COVID, everyone's going through old pictures and old videos, and I found the old brawl It was 1995 playoffs bench brawl, and I remember it like yesterday. You get in a bench brawl, you remember it for life. I wasn't playing because I was the backup goalie, and we were a last place team, so we had to put the press on to make the playoffs. So I wasn't playing then either. So I missed the last four games of the year. We swept the Regina Pat Canadians there, first place. We were last. And so our goalie was so hot, I wasn't playing. I hadn't played in about nine games. There's a scrum right at the end of the game, and as the game, the buzzer goes, I jump the bench. And our coach actually just passed away a couple days ago, Chick Gunville, great guy. As I jump the bench, he's like, get back here, Taylor. And I look back at him, and I laughed. I said, why am I starting next game? So I was the first one in. But the bad part about the lady shuts off the camcorder because the game's over. So when she turns the camcorder back on, I've already fought like a couple of times. I'm in the bottom of this pile. I can barely breathe. But, man, what an intense thing. If you've ever been in a bench brawl, it was all sucker punches. Anything goes. And if you're getting beat up, there's no one breaking it up. It was adrenaline rush, man. It was a good time.
Very dangerous. Very dangerous, for sure. Yeah. Kelly, thanks for this. Everybody, where can they follow you on your social media channels?
You can follow me at Tick Taylor on Twitter. I think it's Tick Taylor on Instagram. I'm pretty bad on Instagram, not going to lie. Twitter is where I do it. I've got, I'm on Spotify right now with my new podcast. That's Tick with a Side of Tets. And Tets is my best friend, Joey Tedarenko. Old. And tell, you got Peter Anhold coming out. Tell him I love him, but tell him if he can call Tyler Baker at Waskasoo and get my, I got 12:54 tee time on Saturday. If he could get that kiboshed. I'm not making any money. If Pete could call in a favor, that'd be great.
Good old Bakes. Yeah. I'm sure he's watching up there. He's probably got the message. So thanks, Kelly.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys. And Darren, nice to see your great year, bud. Enjoy that jog.
Hey, thank you.
Kelly Taylor, comedian to the stars, joining us from PA today with a far better internet connection than his garage today. The reason I have my phone out is I am tweeting the poll question, which I never tweeted. It's up on Facebook, and people have been writing in their answers on Facebook, but they haven't seen it on Twitter yet. And I'll get to what the question is. Dustin Forbes has written in. He is the voice of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, and he has a suggestion for the PA Raiders. He says a public address feed for the road play-by-play guy in Prince Albert would be great. Trevor Redden and Les Lazarek? Obviously, that's a pet peeve of those broadcasters. As a guy who was the home announcer in PA, myself, and the road announcer, at least the rink's small enough you can hold a microphone out and at least put it close to the speaker in PA. It's not like these huge American arenas that you can't, but that's my take on that. I'm tweeting this. Which NHL division leader is the best Stanley Cup contender? And honestly, for $1 million, I couldn't have told you who the division leaders were. It's been 2 months since I looked at the standings.
Yeah.
Do you know who the division leaders are?
Oh, man. The Golden Knights?
Ding!
The Blues?
Ding!
The Capitals?
Ding!
The
next one should be easy.
The next one?
The last one should be easy.
Oh, it should be?
Bruins.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah, Boston was in. That's right.
So you can vote on it right now. Obviously, you know what my answer is going to be. It is the Golden Knights. I'm wearing their gear right now. What's the Facebook vote? My eyes aren't good enough to pick that up.
Golden Knights, 23%. Oh, no, Bruins, 42%, followed by the Golden Knights, Blues at 20, and the Capitals at 15%.
Bruins a strong team.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. They're by the way, good. And Kelly got me thinking. And shortly, we will have the general manager of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, Peter Anhold, coming up. But Kelly's so right. It's funny how creature habits, we're all doing very similar things. My wife and one child cleaning out the garage, they pulled me down there because cleaning out the garage is not my favorite thing. And I'm going through, of course, I just stop and I pull out a high school yearbook.
You grab a seat, you flip through.
Right. And they're steaming. You get lost in this stuff.
Yeah.
I would not advocate or advise going into your high school yearbook. I don't know about you. Mine's Milestone, Saskatchewan. I noticed the signs moved. We got a new background here today. Is Milestone still on the wall?
Yeah, we just...
Okay. Anyways, I don't know about you. Have you gone through your high school yearbook in this pandemic?
No, but just funny that there was a bunch of photos getting shared yesterday, because yesterday was 15 years to the day of my graduation.
Okay, so with mine... And of course, I'm pulling my daughter over and telling her stories, but I'm looking at this going, ooh, this guy's dead. Keeping going, ooh, this girl was bullied so bad. I wish I had a chance to talk to her now. You know what I mean? Yep. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
My mom was the secretary of the school, the receptionist, the principal's aide. Mother passed away within the last year. It was awful.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at my grad date and I'm like, oh, I had a girlfriend that was different from my grad date. Kaylee's like, well, how did that happen? Well, I asked the girl to be my grad date, and then I got this girlfriend, and I couldn't back out of the grad date. She bought a dress, and it was an absolute nightmare.
Oh, no.
All that happened. Basically, I had two dates for my grad. My problems go back a long ways, Darren.
Clearly.
And we had the grad party in our barn. Did you see the photos on my Instagram on the weekend? How our barn is the size of a hockey rink.
Oh, yeah.
And we had the party up there in the loft, and it was a gong show, and people were crying, and it's like... I want to look at the yearbook.
I know.
And so,
yeah.
Anyways, we'll break. Do we have Peter Anholt? Yes. Okay. We'll take a time out. General Manager of the Year from the Lethbridge Hurricanes, Peter Anholt, coming up next. It's a hockey day today in the Rod Peterson Show. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Sud's Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh, yeah. He's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. A hockey day, as we mentioned, on the way today. Brad Lauer, the WHL's Coach of the Year, and Mike Rooney, the new head coach and GM of the Millville Millionaires. But next, just before we bring him in on video chat, Peter Anholt is an absolute icon in the Western Hockey League. From Nakem, where they make him, Saskatchewan, played with the PA Raiders, U of S Huskies, coached with the PA Raiders, Seattle Thunderbirds, Red Deer Rebels, Kelowna Rockets, Red Deer Rebels again, PA Raiders, and now the Lethbridge Hurricanes, where he's the GM and the reigning General Manager of the Year. We bring him in from Lethbridge today, or maybe he's not in Lethbridge. How you doing, Pete?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's a tough act to follow.
Kelly Taylor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, first of all, are you in PA, Pete, or are you in Lethbridge?
No, Lethbridge is home. This is home. Yeah, no, in my office, actually, right now.
So apparently Kelly Taylor has told us that you used to bring him in to do a stand-up routine in the dressing room for the boys or something. What's the story there?
We've had actually Kelly here a couple different times. He's worked our celebrity dinner twice. And both times we had him come and speak to our team. So he always brings a little levity to the whole situation, as you can imagine. But, you know, I've known Kelly a long, long time from Prince Albert, and he's one of the best, and such a supporter of our league and of course, the teams around and Prince Albert specifically.
It's nice to have you on, Pete. We've been to Lethbridge a couple of times through the pandemic. We've had Mark Gregg on and Rich Sutter, but you're the first Hurricanes guy that we've had on. So obviously, with the season being scrapped, not a good decision for your hockey club, obviously. Could you take us through your vantage point of the last 2 months and how everything's gone down and maybe where it's going?
Yeah, it certainly is disappointing, but that's an understatement, and it's an obvious statement, right, Rod? So I think from our standpoint, I mean, we thought we had a pretty good team, and we were young, but we had some real, you know, some game breakers in Cousins and Addison, and we had, like, our young kids had really stepped up, and, you know, and we really liked our group, I think, from our standpoint, and then we just kind of sat and waited to see what the league was going to do. And then once we were told that the season was done, who I felt most sorry for though, Rod, was the overages. They were like zombies walking around here. That to end your career, your junior career, the way that ended. I mean, I think as a junior player, always, oh, next year, we're always going to be better and do better things. But from an overage standpoint, that I think really hurts.
Well, as much as you can tell us, please do. I mean, we had a radio guy on here from Brandon Crow, and he had just thrown out the possibility of welcoming those overages back next season because of what happened. Has this been talked about at all? Would that even be feasible?
No, that has never been talked about at all. I like at the league level, I think maybe there's been some individuals that have possibly thrown it out there, but it has never been talked about at all. And there's other things that come into play, Rod. There's certainly the NHL-CHL agreement, and, you know, we're not going to do anything to jeopardize that. And I can't see them supporting that at all. And hey, this is a one-off. This is the way it is, and we'll move forward with the rules that we play under.
Well, when he mentioned it, I didn't really pick up on it. But you know what? Listen, we've been sitting here for 2 months doing nothing. We'll talk about anything. I would think maybe everything's on the table, but I also understand records and so forth, and those agreements go into it too. I mean, I've been around a long time myself. Now, Pete, with your role as the general manager there, do you dabble in the business side at all? Does that fall under your umbrella, as of course the Hurricanes won business marketing team of the year in the Dub?
Yeah, no, it doesn't fall under my umbrella at all, other than Terry Huseman and myself are basically partners in this whole thing. And Terry has done just a marvelous job of building his team and of how they promote our organization and promote our team around Lethbridge. And so, no, I don't have any direct responsibility other than do my darndest to make sure that there's a product on the ice that is worth selling.
Right, but I don't think it's it should not be understated, if you will, that the Hurricanes have the GM of the year and the business marketing team of the year. When how long ago were they talking about dissolving the team, right? And how much red ink that there was there. I mean, I know you came in, things weren't where they are now. I mean, how does it feel to be recognized that way and have the Hurricanes hockey back?
You know what? We're really, really proud, Rod, of our organization. Let's be really honest there. I think that, you know, yeah, when we came here, when I came here in December of 14, December 11th, I remember driving in on the 10th, and, you know, it wasn't in great shape. And that's no disrespect to the people that were here before, because they're good people and they wanted the team to do well too. So it's not, that's no disrespect. But I think that, you know, really where we've come from that point, I think, is a credit to everybody. I really, from a hockey standpoint, I look at two hires, Brent Kissio and Rob McLaughlin, who I think were huge and important hires for us. And from there, the business side have done a good job in promoting our team. And we've had some good teams. We've had good teams over the last number of years. We went from last to first the next season. So that was good. And then we've had some competitive teams after that. And I think it always says something about your whole organization when you're competitive all the time. And I think that's where we're at with this group. We were a real young team last year. We'll return so many players for next year's team. So we're excited about the upcoming season. So I think that there's a lot of positives. Financially, the club is in great shape. So that's really positive. And, we sold the most season tickets that this organization has ever sold in the last 2 years, last year at 2350. So that's really positive. So it's a good base, and hopefully we can just keep on with it, Rod.
You know, I have another business marketing question in a moment, but from producer Clark, who he really gets into the minutia of the picks and the trades. I don't, Pete. I never really have. I leave that to you experts. But Clark says, it's a good question. He says, the Hurricanes made a big move acquiring Jake Lecicien and Nick Henry from the Pats a year ago, which included the pick that ended up being first overall pick, would be Connor Bedard. How difficult was it to pull the trigger on that deal, knowing the pick could turn out to be number one?
Well, there's a lot of buildup to that. It's not just a quick answer, Rod, as most answers aren't with me. But I think that when you look at, the time that I've been here, we traded for Alfaro and Zabrowski the 1 year. We traded, and that was a big trade for us to make. The next year, we traded some guys to Swift Current, but got some good assets back and still made it to the East Final. Then there was some things that happened that year that we traded for Nick and Jake. We had the fire accident, which I thought that was really going to affect Jordy Bellerive that year, and he needed some support. I thought that was really important. We thought we really needed some support for Dylan Cousins in his draft year. So that was an important, and I thought we had a pretty good team. So adding Jake and Nick was just a huge, huge part of that. Unfortunately, there are some other things that came into play with us being bumped out of our rink in playoffs and so on, and that's a whole different story. But we knew that the pick, the Swift Current pick, was going to be a high pick. I mean, that was for sure, and that was hard to do. But you know what? You give up assets, you get assets, you give up assets, and that's the way it is. And, there's a lot of decisions that come into play that you could question, and that was probably one of them. And credit John Paddock for making the deal.
Pete, just lastly, this is where what excites me is getting people into the building and an exciting product and generating a buzz. So when I saw that you guys won the marketing team of the year, and one of the reasons, your fan outreach coordinator, no team's ever had that before. You engage the rural communities by sending your guys out to speak in the schools and those communities on concussions and anti-bullying and, be kind online kind of stuff. It warmed my heart, Pete, because all that is a tank of gas and being creative, really. And connecting with the people in the community. And obviously that came from somewhere. Not every team's doing that. It just takes work, but a lot of teams don't want to do it anymore. And the Hurricanes did.
Yeah, there's a fine line there, isn't it, Rod? Like these players, they can't be out all the time. You have to pick and choose those times for them to go out. But I'll tell you what, we really feel that we're Central Alberta's team, and we go out in these smaller communities and do that too. And we draw a lot of people from those surrounding areas. So it's not just Lethbridge. It's it's the surrounding areas that are key for us. And you know this, being in Prince Albert, of how important the surrounding areas were to the Prince Albert Raiders. And I know being there a number of different times, playing, coaching two different times, it's important there too. But that's the same for it's whether it's Saskatoon, Regina, Moose Jaw, or so on too. It's the surrounding areas are important for all of our organizations, and we have to keep that in the back of our minds and not forget about that, and keep thinking what's made us successful and keep it in perspective of what's made us successful.
Peter, I enjoyed the visit. I was very happy when I saw you won that honor. It's another plaque for the wall for you, and glad to hear that it's going to be another strong season next year. Good luck getting back on the ice, and stay safe out there in the bridge.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Rod. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys and talk hockey with you and get together and have a few laughs.
You bet. Thanks, Pete.
Take care.
Peter Anholt in Lethbridge checking in.
Yeah, he's one of the great guys in the Western Hockey League, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Always a pleasure. I know, you know, when we were doing the games with Shaw, it would have been 3-4 years ago now or whenever, the Pats made their run. And, you know, we had the first round in Calgary, and then we ended up with that great series in Lethbridge. And just the mornings at the rink, you know, getting to chat with him and Brent Kissio and all the hockey guys and spend that time. That's what we love to do, right? Yep. It's about the people. And he's one of the great guys in the game. It's been fun getting to know him.
Checking the poll results today for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center on this hockey day. Which NHL division leader is the best Stanley Cup contender? You may or may not be surprised to hear the results. The Bruins are leading with 38% of the vote. The Boston Bruins, our viewers think, will be winning the Stanley Cup when they get back on the ice, but closely behind, 35% say the Blues, 18% say Ovi and the Capitals, and just 9% voting for the Vegas Golden Knights. So you can vote on that for the next 22 hours or so, and I think the results are similar on Facebook from that vote. The Bruins leading there with 40%. Going to the Prairie Mobile text line, you can always reach us at 306-840-8777. Hey, Rod, it's Brady. I think the Bruins are the Stanley Cup favorite. They were on fire with Pasternak before the shutdown of the league. And my Lot Giants are 6-2 in Korean baseball. They were on fire at first. Now they're coming back to reality. Pew! And then just, they're like a comet.
Yeah.
Taking off real fast and then coming back to Earth. Shane writes in from the 535. He says, at least some positive news. Tee times at Deer Valley. Starting Saturday, keep up the great show content from Shane. I'll be golfing Sunday at Deer Valley, potentially Friday somewhere else. The missus is on that.
You just go.
Oh, I just go where I'm told?
That's good.
I should have a ring in my nose. Just
you guys are golfing Deer Valley?
On Sunday, yep.
Oh, awesome.
Friday, I'm not sure where.
Yeah, next week's going to be really nice, so I think one afternoon, show's over, probably going to head out there and try and get around and take an afternoon.
Cool.
That'd be fun.
Some of the notes that I had here, yesterday's rock star of the day was Claire Hanna. Like, does CTV Regina understand the rock star that they have on their hands there? I think they do.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly TSN does. That's why they have her as the sideline reporter.
She knocked out some heavy hitters, right, in that poll, right?
Oh, yeah. She knocked out Henry Burris.
I know.
Damon Allen,
Hall of Famers.
Who was the other one on the show yesterday? Doesn't matter. She won.
Yeah, Jermaine Franklin.
Frankie. So Claire Hanna did. So kudos to her. I just wanted to mention that. And here's another one. I don't know if people are as excited as I am with the business news of sport. Jeff Hunt leaving the ownership group. I didn't understand at the time when the people were writing in that he was leaving, because he'd backed away from the Red Blacks a year ago.
Right.
But he was still one of the owners. The news yesterday was that Jeff Hunt is out of that ownership group with the Ottawa Red Blacks, Ottawa Furry, the 67s. Jeff's a guy, by the way, that I met in 2001, Memorial Cup here. They had just won the Memorial Cup with the Ottawa 67s. Ottawa came to play in the Memorial Cup here. I met that guy. We immediately clicked, and I said, this guy gets it. He's won a Memorial Cup in the CHL, a Grey Cup in the CFL. And he had a flooring business. That was what made him a millionaire. And then he got into sports. And frankly, the concepts of flooring aren't really any different than sports. Relationships, work ethic, blah, blah, blah. I would think him leaving the Red Blacks is not a good sign And I don't want to say where the CFL necessarily is going, but like people are jumping off the ship.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it's not a good look. And maybe it was something that was planned. I know, you know, we're talking about the Last Dance from the weekend or from Monday night where you talk about Michael Jordan going to play baseball and, you know, is he going to leave because of his dad dying and that type of thing?
Right.
And he says, no, I'd been talking about this before. It's just coincidence of timing. And for Jeff Hunt, is it a coincidence that the pandemic happens and he's leaving? Had he been planning this?
He said it's not. I read the article this
morning. Of course, but I mean, because you don't want to, you know, sound the fire alarm and all of those types of things. But yeah, it's not a good look from the outside anyways, that you got them and Anthony LeBlanc and other guys trying to get out.
It's becoming a long list. And we'll talk a little bit more about this next hour, but our hockey show will continue with Brad Lauer, the WHL Coach of the Year, longtime NHLer and a Pats alum, and Mike Rooney from the Millville Millionaires. But we will have our vote up today for the Rockstar of the Day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better. We'll reset when we come back in hour two. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua and Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.